morning. Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 20 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and eczema and rosacea and acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of the modern medical model can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you here on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. We have all the products up there, including the Healthy Start Pack and my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that you add to water and drink. You can find out all about it on brightsideben.com. You can also check out the articles and the videos, and if you want to make some money selling longevity products or just get your products wholesale, you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and for a one-time $10 fee, you can join the Brightside Ben team and make some money and sell longevity products, have yourself a business with all the perks, tax write-offs, and all the things that come with having a business. And you can also get your products at the wholesale price. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much for joining us once again on The Bright Side. Coming up at the bottom of the hour today, we're going to have a special guest, Linda Peterson. She's the author of The Healing Journal, Taking Control of Your Journey Through Cancer. Linda is a cancer survivor, and her book is written for cancer sufferers and their families and their loved ones as a way of expressing themselves through, as she puts in her subtitle, through their journey through cancer. Linda's story is inspiring. Her book is valuable and important. And if you're dealing with cancer, you have a friend or a loved one who's dealing with cancer, you're going to want to hear what she says, what she has to say at the bottom of the hour today. All right, I want to continue talking about the pancreas and pancreatic insufficiency. Last program, I said that there's a vitamin that's very important. It's associated with pancreatic insufficiency. I should say deficiencies in this very important vitamin are associated with pancreatic insufficiencies, and that is vitamin B12. This stupendously important nutrient plays a key role in nerve health and brain health and in digestive health. There was an article that was published last week in the journal Gut that showed that vitamin B12 can be an important nutritional supplement for treating hepatitis C. Researchers found that significant positive effects were especially noticeable in patients whose hep C was particularly resistant to treatment. And considering that a good 60 to 65, even 70% of hep C patients are going to go on to develop chronic hepatitis C, we're talking about a very serious finding. Vitamin B12 deficiency is one of the most, if not the most, important micronutrient deficiency in all of micronutrient deficiencies, and it truly is a major health crisis. In the words of Sally Pacholik and Dr. Jeffrey Stewart in their great book, Could It Be Vitamin B12? Vitamin B12 deficiency is a hidden epidemic, and as it turns out, pancreatic insufficiency can be a direct cause of vitamin B12 deficiency. In a study that was published in the European Journal of Pediatrics in 1981, researchers found that poor vitamin B12 absorption was linked to deficiencies in pancreatic juices, and replacing those juices using pancreatin improved the absorption of B12 in all test subjects. Another article that was published in 1990 in the journal Pancreas, it was shown that a malabsorption of vitamin B12 occurs in about 30% of adult patients with pancreatic insufficiency issues. Considering how hard it is to diagnose pancreatic insufficiency, how vague the symptoms can be, and how significant and important vitamin B12 deficiency is, this is just another reason to make sure that you're supplementing with pancreatin, supplementing with pancreatin-containing products, supplementing with the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity. I cannot stress this enough. If you are dealing with any digestive problems, or even if you don't think you have any digestive problems, get yourself on those ultimate enzymes. The benefits are tremendous, and the benefits are diverse, including for the pancreas and now including for the absorption of vitamin B12. You can find out all about the ultimate enzymes on our shopping cart at brightsideben.com. Another important function of the pancreas involves the production of plain old baking soda, sodium bicarbonate. The pancreas pumps out sodium bicarbonate, and this sodium bicarb is very important for the absorption of nutrients from food. When food leaves the stomach and enters into the intestine, signals are sent from the intestine to the pancreas, and a big squirt of sodium bicarb, as well as other pancreatic juices, trypsin and chemotrypsin, and the other enzymes we've been talking about, a big squirt of this stuff comes out of the pancreas, goes into the intestine, where it helps the improve the digestion of fats, of carbohydrates, and of protein. And this is the point at which raw foods that contain live enzymes can be very beneficial. According to Dr. Howell, who wrote the book Enzyme Nutrition, the pancreas can conserve, it can save some of its enzyme power if the foods that we're eating contain enzymes, if they're preloaded with enzymes. Eating raw saves the pancreatic enzymes. It conserves the pancreatic enzymes. And this is why you want to make sure at least a certain portion of your foods are raw foods, especially raw fruits and vegetables. Chewing your food really well can also help support pancreatic enzyme activity. It can also help conserve pancreatic enzymes. If you're dealing with pancreatitis, if you're dealing with digestive problems, if you have diabetes, using enzyme-rich food, using raw fruits, raw veggies, and chewing your food can help reduce the load on the pancreas. The saliva actually contains enzymes, many of which are similar to the enzymes that are secreted from the pancreas. So just chewing your food can have a huge, huge impact on digestive wellness. Once again, demonstrating how easy and simple it can be to stay healthy and well-nutriated without resorting to the medical model, without needing drugs and without needing insurance companies and without needing doctors. If pancreatic insufficiency is a risk factor for malabsorption of nutrients, pancreatitis, certain forms of diabetes, even pancreatic cancer being serious, serious problems, anything we can do to support pancreatic health can be very, very important for health and for longevity. Chewing your food well, allowing it to contact saliva for as long as possible. Ideally, you want your food to swallow itself. You want it to just slip down your throat. Eating lightly cooked and raw veggies. These are all inexpensive ways to keep yourself healthy and to keep yourself out of the doctor's office. And if you're already dealing with pancreatic issues, it becomes extra important to use some of these enzyme-conserving, pancreas-protecting strategies. All right, so the sodium bicarb and the pancreatic juices enter into the intestine. They enter into the intestine after the food leaves the stomach. Think of a car wash. As your car passes through the car wash tunnel, different liquids are squirted on the car and different brushes are activated, and one step kind of leads into the next step. One step triggers the rest of the steps. The digestive system is the same way. As food leaves the stomach, pancreatic juices are squirted onto the food. The sodium bicarb and the pancreatic juices are highly alkaline. They have a high pH. The food that's leaving the stomach is highly acidic. It has a low pH, and this acid-base combination has a huge impact when it comes to digestive wellness, which I'll talk about when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back on the Genesis Communication Network right after this.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Youngevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Youngevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Back on the Bright Side. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us today. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there with the Youngevity products, as well as a Join Now link that you can click on if you want to make some money selling Youngevity products or just get your products wholesale, or if you want to join the Bright Side Ben team and help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance and the power of a good nutritional supplement program. Click on the Join Now link at the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, continuing on with the pancreas and bicarb, sodium bicarbonate that comes out of the pancreas has a high pH. It's alkaline. And the food that's coming out of the stomach has an acid pH. It's like an acid mat, not acid mash. This soupy acid mash called chyme, which is kind of like a acid liquid that leaves the stomach, when it contacts the alkaline juices from the pancreas, you get this little acid-base reaction. It's kind of like the reaction that happens when you drop an Alka-Seltzer into a glass of water. You get this fizzing, and this fizzing reaction between the pancreatic sodium bicarbonate and the acid-containing food that comes out of the stomach helps improve the breakdown of nutrients from food. It's kind of like an acid-base reaction that is used by high-tech carpet cleaners where preconditioners tend to be alkaline and then your post-cleaning rinse is acid. When something acid or something alkaline hits something acid, you get a fizzy kind of reaction, and that fizzy kind of reaction acts to chemically and mechanically remove nutrients from food in the same way that it acts to clean carpets. If the pancreas is stressed from making too much insulin, if there's pancreatic insufficiency, you're not going to be making the sodium bicarb. That means less fizzy reaction, and that means less absorption of nutrients from food. This whole bicarbonate connection to health and wellness is something that is not really focused on, even, unfortunately, by healthcare practitioners, and certainly medical doctors don't focus on pancreatic wellness as much as they might. Without sufficient bicarbonate, the entire acid-base balance of the body can suffer too. The liquids in the body have to have a slightly alkaline pH, and that alkaline pH, that high pH, is at least partially maintained by pancreatic bicarbonate. This pH balance in the blood is very, very, very important, the blood and other fluids as well, and pancreatic insufficiency can compromise pH throughout the body, not just in the digestive system. Pancreatic issues can potentially disrupt every system in the body, even cancer. The emperor of all maladies can be related to a disruption in acid-base balance that can be secondary to pancreatic issues. In terms of the digestive system, if the pancreas is not making enough bicarb, not making enough sodium bicarbonate, not only will you not be able to neutralize this acid-drenched food that's leaving the stomach, but even more critically, you're not going to be able to activate pancreatic digestive enzymes, trypsin and chemotrypsin. Those really important protein-dissolving enzymes that we talked about last week depend on an alkaline pH, and that alkaline pH is maintained by sodium bicarbonate from the pancreas. If you have any kind of pancreatic issues, now you're not going to be able to activate these important enzymes, and you run the risk of protein malabsorption. The same way that enzymes for the stomach are dependent on low pH for activation, enzymes from the pancreas are dependent on high pH. And it's not just trypsin and chemotrypsin, these protein-dissolving enzymes. Lipase also depends on alkaline pH from the pancreas. Lipase is a very, very important fat-dissolving enzyme. We've talked about that in the past. And if you're not making enough sodium bicarb or you have pancreatic issues, you're not going to be able to activate that lipase. You're not going to be able to activate your sugar-metabolizing enzymes either. So you can see how this whole sodium bicarbonate and pancreatic connection to wellness is really, really important. In the case of stomach enzymes, there's another thing that you want to keep in mind. Stomach enzymes require an acid pH, and pancreatic enzymes require an alkaline pH. If your pancreas isn't making enough bicarb, sodium bicarb, basically baking soda, then you're going to have a problem activating, not only activating your digestive enzymes from the pancreas, but this bicarb deficiency can gum up the entire digestive works. When food enters into the intestine, it's going to sit around until there's enough bicarb that has contacted it and neutralized its acidity. So you have acid enzymes in the stomach. Low pH acid food leaves the stomach. That low pH acid food is supposed to get neutralized by pancreatic secretions, pancreatic juices like sodium bicarbonate, and then that food gets to move through the digestive tract. If you're dealing with pancreatic insufficiency and you're not making enough bicarb, and the bicarb isn't getting into the intestine, your food is just going to sit there. It's going to be waiting for sodium bicarbonate to neutralize it. Food that's sitting in the digestive tract is never, ever a good thing. Food that's sitting around in the digestive tract can become stagnant in the digestive tract. Food is supposed to be moving through the digestive tract, assimilated into the blood quickly and efficiently, and when food hangs out too long, it becomes a wonderful growth medium for bacteria. So get this. This is very, very important. Food, it leaves the stomach. It's acidic. That's because of the enzymes and the juices from the stomach. As that food leaves the stomach, that acid food, that acid-drenched food, it gets neutralized by sodium bicarbonate, and that moves it through the digestive tract. If there's not enough sodium bicarb, the food is just going to sit there awaiting more sodium bicarbonate for neutralization. Food that is just sitting in the digestive tract becomes a perfect growth medium for bacteria. Now, use your imagination here, folks, and picture food sitting in the intestine. While it's waiting for its enzyme and bicarb bath from the pancreas, this food is being fed on by bacteria, and it's basically rotting and fermenting. Can you picture this in your mind's eye? Rotting and fermenting and putrefying food in the intestine, secondary to deficiencies in pancreatic juices. What do you think the health implications of this unsavory scenario are going to be? Rotting, fermenting, putrefying food sitting in the intestine. Well, the health implications are not good. Bacteria overgrowing on static food is basically the beginnings of every single degenerative disease process you can name. And I'm talking about rosacea, I'm talking about psoriasis, I'm talking about autoimmune diseases, I'm talking about heart disease, I'm talking hypertension, I'm talking diabetes, I'm talking cancer. Pretty much anything that can go wrong in the body can go wrong secondary to this rotting, putrefying food that's sitting around in the stomach. First of all, the bacteria overgrowing are going to activate an immune response. The immune response, that's your body's defensive response. If you have an immune response, a defensive response in the digestive tract, that can mean irritable bowel syndrome, for example. That can mean ulcerative colitis. That can mean leaky gut syndrome, where food actually leaks into the blood through holes that develop in the intestine, more immune response, this time in the blood, and on and on and on. It could spiral out of control. All right, we're going to continue this very important discussion on pancreatic wellness on our next program. Next segment at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to be talking to Linda Peterson about her book, The Healing Journal, Taking Control of Your Journey Through Cancer. You're going to want to tune into that. Tune in for that, especially if you have cancer.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thanks for joining us, friends. I am honored to have our next guest, our first guest in a while on, actually. Linda Peterson is the author of The Healing Journal, Taking Control of Your Journey Through Cancer. It's a story that's inspiring, as well as important and valuable, and I'm very pleased to have Linda on the air. Hello there, Linda Peterson. Welcome to The Bright Side.
Hello, Ben. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for wanting to come on board. You're in the Yukon Territory, right?
I am. I'm in Whitehorse, which is in the Yukon Territory in northern Canada, right next to Alaska.
And what's it like in the Yukon Territory this summer? Are you guys dealing with a heat wave like we are?
No, you know what? We've actually had a very, very cool, rainy summer until a few days ago, and the sun has come out, and now we're all thoroughly enjoying it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I saw some pictures. As soon as I found out that you were in the Yukon Territory last week, I got on Google and looked at some pictures, and, man, it is a beautiful, beautiful place to live. You're very lucky. I'm saying that as somebody who lives in a pretty darn beautiful place myself, but I wouldn't mind checking out the Yukon Territory sometime. All right, let's talk a little bit about your book. You say in one of the first things I notice about the book is that you say you don't want to sugarcoat cancer, and I think that's a super important stance to take. So without sugarcoating cancer, briefly tell us your story.
Okay. I was first diagnosed in November of 2006, and I was diagnosed with follicular lymphoma, which is an incurable form of non-Hodgkin's. It was throughout my abdomen and throughout my chest, along my aorta and down the path of my spine. And as you can imagine, I was completely freaked out. I was
Excuse me, just one moment. One moment. Were you blindsided, like you had no health issues that just came out of the middle of nowhere?
It, you know, it really did come out of nowhere in the sense that I didn't expect that. I knew that something wasn't right. I had had some horrible back pain, and I kept sort of putting it off to say, oh, well, you know, I must have lifted a suitcase the wrong way, or well, maybe I'm not sitting properly at work. I even had the ergonomics expert come in. He said, yes, you're not sitting properly at work. So I kept trying to sort of brush it off, and it just got worse and worse and worse, and I had this horrible deep fatigue that just would not go away, and the pain and the fatigue was just overwhelming, and to the point where there were days, I'm a teacher by trade, and there were days when I would have to, as the students left my room, I'd go and lock the classroom door, turn off the lights, and go and lie down behind my filing cabinets to just try and have a little bit of break. And it was just a horrible feeling because I knew something is seriously wrong. So when I went to see my doctor, he actually took one look at me and he said, you're not well. Mm. And, you know, he did a very thorough examination, and my husband happened to have been in the waiting room, and he looked at me and he said, would you like your hubby to come in while I talk to you about this? And I knew at that moment that something very wrong was happening with my body. So that really began what I refer to as the dance of tests and procedures and some pretty difficult and humiliating procedures as well, because your body suddenly becomes this science experiment.
Wow.
And there are doctors talking about all kinds of things that you don't know what they're saying. It's completely over your head. Unless you're in the medical field, you really don't know about this stuff. So it was quite difficult to take, and I was also extremely concerned about how it was going to affect my family. I went through a range of emotions. I think one of the first things I said after I learned the diagnosis was that, you know, I really wanted to be here to hold my grandchildren one day. And then I went through from there this fear of, oh, my God, I'm going to die, because wow. There was everything that I knew about cancer. It was you go bald, you throw up, and then you die. And so I had to sort of really dig deep and say, oh, my gosh, how am I going to get through this? Because I have so much to live for.
Now, can I ask you how old you were when you got struck?
I was 42 at the time.
Wow. Wow. And
yeah.
you had a family and kids and the whole bit, huh?
Exactly. I have my husband and I have actually been together since I was 14 years of age, believe it or not. And, you know, we are each other's best friends, and he is my rock, I call him. He has always been that way, and we have two incredibly beautiful children we're so proud of. That was the first year that they had, in fact, it was that fall, they had just gone off to school. My daughter went to Prince George, B.C. to begin her degree in nature-based tourism management, and my son went off to Castlegar, B.C. to do his aviation. So, you know, we're very proud of them, I was actually just sort of getting to the point of thinking, wow, how do I fill the time and space now that the kids are away at school? Suddenly my thoughts changed to, how am I going to tell my children that their mother has cancer? So it was quite an adjustment.
Now, I want to get into the book in a moment, but just real quick, without getting into too much detail, is this where the idea for the book came in, how to tell your family, how to communicate with your family?
You know, that came later, but basically what happened was that as I was going through this and starting to feel as if, you know, all these tests were obviously being done for me and to me, but I felt strangely that everything was being done without me. And I sort of felt victimized again. And then suddenly I just thought, you know what, you better get a grip on this. I mean, as a teacher, I was always telling my students to never give up. In fact, I had a poster in my classroom of a pelican that has a frog in its mouth, and the frog has the pelican by the throat, and the caption is never give up. And I refer to that quite often in teaching when students were going through a difficult time. So there was that, and then I thought, you know what, you're always telling your students and your own children to take control of their own destinies and to get organized, and that with organization comes empowerment. And so I said, you know what, Linda, it's time to put your money where your mouth is.
Wow.
So I started carrying around with me a journal and my day planner and my list of questions and a binder, and I became what I call a bit of a difficult patient in the sense that I asked a million questions.
We love difficult patients. We love
difficult
patients.
Well, you know what? I think for me, it's a case of you are your own best advocate, and right. you know your body the best.
Yeah.
So medical science and your doctor are obviously going to take you to a certain place, but it's up to you to make sure that they have all the information they need about you and your history and maybe your genetic makeup, you know, in terms of your family medical history and that sort of thing. And I think part of that for me was, as I went through the process, I kept looking for something to record all of these details that suddenly had become important, and it just wasn't out there.
And that's what you're thinking with the book, and I don't want to get into the book just yet, because I want to find out, how did you reverse this thing? Now, you're completely in remission, right?
I am, yes.
How did you do that? How did you do it? Help our listeners. Help anybody out there listening who's dealing with cancer or has a loved one dealing with cancer. What did you do to remit?
Okay. So what happened was I went through, I'll give you a real quick outline here, is I went through 4 months of a full chemotherapy followed by a protocol of 2 years of maintenance chemotherapy, which was once every 3 months. After that, they did another CT. Of course, there had been many along the way, but at that point, they did a CT and found that there were two nodes left that were quite stubborn, and so I was in partial remission for a little while there.
Linda, hang tight. We got to take a break, okay?
Sure.
Hang tight, and we'll finish this up, and I want to get into your book specifically. We're talking to Linda Peterson about her book, The Healing Journal. You're listening to Bright Side on Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back right after this. Don't go away.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we're talking to Linda Peterson about her book, The Healing Journal. Linda, you were talking about chemo and some of the things that you had to go through to go into remission, and I want you to finish up talking about the chemo thing, but then I want to know if you went into any nutritional strategies, what you did in terms of diet and food. We talk a lot about nutrition on this program. I'd like to hear how you use that as well. So finish up with the chemo, tell us about nutrition, and then I want to get into the book a little more specifically.
All right, perfect. So as I was saying, I went through, had the 2 years of maintenance chemo. They found that there were still two stubborn nodes behind the chest wall that could not be biopsied, so the decision was made to sort of leave it be. And so I picked up the pieces of my life and carried on, and I'll talk about how I did that in a couple seconds here. So I carried on with my life. I actually hiked the Grand Canyon with my father, which was a lifetime dream of both of ours, and that was incredible. And I went on a trip with my husband, and then it came back. That deep fatigue came back. All too familiar pain was back, and the cancer had transformed to something called diffused large B-cell lymphoma, which, as I understand it, Ben, is just a faster-growing cousin of the original cancer. So there were more tests than procedures, and then the decision was made that I would have a stem cell transplant using my own stem cells, which was incredibly frightening, as you can imagine. It involved three more rounds of full chemo to cleanse my body of as much cancer as possible before extracting my stem cells. At that point, I was admitted to the hospital, underwent 6 days of high-dose chemotherapy, sometimes twice a day, and then the stem cells were given back to me. And, of course, all the effects of chemo intensified to the point where, at one point, my white blood count was 0.0. Which was extremely frightening on the one hand, but really exciting on the other, because that was the goal, essentially, to wipe the slate clean so that my stem cells could create healthy bone marrow. And I'm happy to report that I am now cancer-free.
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
It worked. It was fantastic. But, you know, it has been a long journey, and there have been a lot of things that I did on my own, which I call healing strategies, and diet is a huge part of that. I had always been a pretty healthy eater. But I think I just sort of went on the idea of, yes, I know that fruits and vegetables are good for me and low fat, et cetera, but I didn't really understand the concept of what I was putting in my body and why. Whereas now I've taken a much greater interest in the foods I eat and what they actually do for you. So, for example, I eat a diet that's really rich in antioxidants. I make sure that I have, for example, Brazil nuts every day because they are high in selenium, which is very good for me. And I like to look at different foods that I know have cancer-fighting properties in them, not that I have cancer anymore as far as I know, hopefully never ever will again, but in terms of prevention. So, you know, what you eat, to me, I mean, we really have to think about these things. What are you putting in your body?
Right. How about exercise?
Yes, absolutely. You know, even when I was going through chemo, I still exercised every single day. Now, some days I was so sick that the exercise for me was as simple as just moving my toes and a little bit of stretching and that kind of thing. But where I was able, I got up and I walked. Even when I was in the hospital, I walked around the ward. And then when I was well enough to be released, I went on little short walks. And, yeah, you know, there were days when that walk was to the end of the driveway and back.
That was enough, huh?
You know what? You do whatever you can, but our bodies were designed to move.
Yes, absolutely.
So we need to actually move them. And I think that in terms of your healing strategies, and of course there are many that I talk about in the book, but diet and exercise are two incredibly important ones.
Okay, got a few more minutes left. Let's talk about the book specifically. What is it that you wanted to accomplish? What was your purpose in writing the book?
My purpose was to show patients that, first of all, you're not alone. I have my story in there to show them, you know, from beginning to end, what it is like, and that your thoughts and emotions and everything else that you're having are completely normal. So I want it to be a support. I wanted it to be record-keeping so that patients could see that with organization, as I said, comes empowerment. And by simply being able to record all those details, you'll be able to free your mind and concentrate on healing. I wanted there to be a place where patients and their families could turn to for some guidance. You know, I read a lot of books when I was going through it, and they were all written by survivors or doctors. And the ones that were written by survivors were written clearly from the perspective of somebody who had already accepted it. I wanted to have all the emotions I had pre-acceptance. And I wanted to have in here as well strategies that will help you to live your life in a more positive way. There is life during cancer, a very good life, and there are a lot of different techniques that you can do to live a very powerful and positive life, which will help you in your healing. And that's really important.
I think our listeners should know that this is not like a typical book, like a cover to cover you read from one end to another.
Correct.
Kind of book. It's sort of set up like almost like one of those time management books. Explain to our listeners what exactly the unusual setup of this book a little bit.
Sure. So it was really important to me, Ben, that the book was very user-friendly. It's coil-bound. It's easy to tote around. It's 6x9, and it's divided into sections. The first section is my own story, as we've discussed, and there's a lot of information in there, which is there to be inspirational. The next section is a journal, so that patients can reflect as they move through their own journey with cancer. And the bottom of those pages are lots of quotes of healing and faith and courage and all that kind of stuff as well. The next section are healing strategies, which are things I learned along the way and place for patients to examine things like what food am I putting in my body, what exercise am I doing, as well as other techniques that I talk about, relaxation, relationships, that kind of thing. The next one is medical history. You're asked questions about your medical history about a million times. And when you're sick, you're not always going to be able to think very clearly about it. So here is a space for you to write in all of your medical history in terms of what medications have you been taking, your lifestyle factors, other health conditions you may have had dealing with, joint pain or anything else like that, your immunizations, any hospitalizations you've had, your family medical history. And so you can, the idea is that you can take this with you. If your doctor asks you something, you can say, yes, actually, I do know that information. So that's in there. A treatment journal to keep track of your chemotherapy and your radiation treatment. Who's taking you? What are the pre-treatment meds you have to have? Are there any concerns or questions you have? Any side effects that you weren't aware of, that sort of information is in there for you to keep track of. There's a section to keep track of appointments with lots of space to write down not only, you know, where and when, but the reason for your appointment, any special instructions and questions you might have for your doctor. The next section is on getting organized, which is simply about the other parts of life, because life carries on whether you're sick or not. Place for you to record your to-do list. You know, maybe you've got to get someone to look after the kids, or you have to cancel the paper because you have to go for treatment or whatever. There's space for you to put that information in there. The next one is travel arrangements. many of us have to travel for treatments. Most of my treatments were done, here in Whitehorse, but a lot of them were done in Vancouver as well. So there's a lot of travel in there. So there's space for you to record all your transportation information, your accommodation information, and record your expenses.
That's so cool. We're going to run out of time here real quick. I want to give people an opportunity to get the book if they can, if they want to. Give out your website real quick.
Sure. The website is www.thehealingjournal.ca, and your listeners can go there and look at the rest of the sections of the book, see the beautiful color tab dividers, and it gives you more information, like, for example, the file pocket at the back, photo pocket in the front, ordering information is there. And my website, again, www.thehealingjournal.ca, and my email is also there. If anybody has any questions, they can certainly contact me.
info@thehealingjournal.ca. It's a really beautiful book, too, by the way, Linda. Just attractive, and it's easy to tote around, like you say. 50% of the proceeds are going where?
They're going to organizations raising funds for cancer research and patient care, and that was really important for me to find a way to give back, because I feel that my book is not only helping patients of today, but by donating money, we're helping patients of tomorrow.
Good job. Congratulations. Thank you so much, and keep up the good work, and congratulations on your healing journey. It's really neat. 50% of the proceeds go to organizations raising funds for cancer research. Linda's website is www.thehealingjournal.ca. You can purchase the book off the website. Thanks so much, Linda. God bless
you.
Thank you very much. Thank you to all our listeners as well. I encourage anybody who's dealing with cancer or anybody who has a family member dealing with cancer to take a look at this book on the website, thehealingjournal.ca, or to purchase the book. And again, 50% of the proceeds go to organizations raising funds for cancer research. All right, that's all we got time for today. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about the pancreas and digestive wellness. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.